Good morning.
大家早。
Shalom.
平安。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I am thankful that you have let me here safely today.
亲爱的天父，我感谢你让我能够来到这里。
As we come before you,
我来到你面前。
May we sense your presence with us today.
让我们真实在感受到你与我们的同在。
For those who have a burden,
对于这些心中有负担的。
I pray that you will encourage them with your word.
愿意你借着你自己的话语再一次激励他们。
For those who are not yet Christians,
对于还没有信主的。
I pray that you speak to them today.
愿意你借着你自己话对他们说话。
I pray as we team up to deliver your word.
我为着我们能够聚集在一起，一起同工来祷告。
For the speaker and the translator that will be one in spirit.
不论讲员与翻译的，愿意他们同感一灵。
May you be glorified.
愿意你得到荣耀。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today I have a topic.
今天我有一个主题。
The topic is heavenly aliens.
我今天所要传达的是天外人，或者室内高人。
Basically, I'm answering two questions.
实际上，我要回答两个问题。
The first question.
第一个问题是
What kinds of relationship do Christ followers have with the world?
第一个就是这些跟随基督的人，他们与基督的关系，与世界的关系是怎么样的？
The second question.
第二个问题。
How can Christ's followers maintain this kind of relationship with the world?
对于耶稣的跟从者，他们又如何维持与世界的关系呢？
I think it's vital for us, before we look at the passage, we get to know the historical background.
至于我们很重要的一点，就是在我们读这个经文之前，我们必须要了解这个经文后面的背景。
Apostle John, the author of the Gospel of John, stated in John chapter 20, verse 31.
在使徒约翰在他写的约翰福音里面第二十一章，这么说。
Is for us to believe Jesus is the Messiah.
这二十章二十一节是要让我们相信他是耶稣是弥赛亚。
The Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And by believing, may have life in His name.
以至于信他名之后，以至于我们能够得到生命。
The second background, we study chapters 13 to 17.
第二个背景我们必须要了解，就是从13章以及17章而来。
We group them together, we call it the Upper Room Discourse.
我们从13章一直到17章，在约翰福音里面，我们称之为耶稣最后的教导。
Is Jesus...Spend time with his 11 disciples in the upper room and tell them some deeper messages.
因为在耶稣离世之前，他与他的十一个门徒在阁楼上，他给予了他最后的教导。
When we come to today's chapter,
今天我们来到经文当中。
Chapter 17 is called the Departing Prayer.
我们知道在十七章里面记载了神耶稣离别的祷告。
And because Jesus prayed for us.
因为在那里耶稣为我们祷告
like a high priest
因为他为我们祷告 以一个祭司的地位为我们祷告
so we call, also call this passage the high priestly prayer
因此我们又称为这一段的祷告为大祭司的祷告
it has a third name
这里面还有第三个名称
it's called the Lord's prayer
这一段祷告也称之为主导文。
We know another Lord's Prayer.
我们都知道，也许在其他地方，我们有另一个，我们也称之为主导文。
That prayer is how Jesus teaches us how to pray.
实际上，在另一个经文，乃是耶稣教导我们如何祷告。
And this chapter 17.
而在这边，约翰福音十七章。
It is really the Lord's Prayer.
这里才是真真实实所谓的主导文。
It records the longest prayer of Jesus in the whole Bible.
这是在耶稣在整本福音书整本圣经里面最长的祷告。
And chapter 17 can be divided into three main parts.
而在十七章里面又可以把它分作为三大段。
Verses 1 to 5.
第一个就是从第一节到第五节。
The Lord Jesus prays for himself.
就是第一节到第五节，耶稣为他自己祷告。
And then from verses 6 to 19.
而第六节到第十九节。
The Lord prayed for his 11 disciples.
而是耶稣为他的十一个门徒来祷告。
And then the last part, verses 20 to 26.
而到二十节到二十六节呢？
The Lord prays for future believers.
而是耶稣为着未来的信徒来祷告。
That means the church.
也就是代表了教会。
And it includes you and me.
这里面包含了你与我。
And verses 13 to 19.
在我们看到十三节到十九节的时候。
In the Lord's prayer.
在这个主导文里面。
The Lord talked about his followers' relationship with the world.
他在里面告诉他的门徒他们与世界的关系。
In verses 13 to 19,
在十三章十九节十三节到十九节。
Only seven verses.
一共只有七节。
But in the language that Jesus used, the word world appeared nine times.
但是在短短的这几节里面，世界这一个词就出现了九次。
Let us answer the first question.
因此我们必须要回答第一个问题。
What kinds of relationship do Christ's followers have with the world?
第一个就是对于跟从耶稣的门徒们，他们与世界的关系为何呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
Disciples live in the world with three main features.
在这边告诉我们，这些耶稣的门徒活在这世界上有三个不同的性质。
Or we can say there are three characteristics of Christ's followers' relationship with the world.
或者说，门徒们与这世界的关系上面有三个不同的特点。
The first is disciples are not of the world.
第一个特点，所有耶稣的门徒并不属于这个世界。
I put down a Chinese word.我们是超过世界的啊，超出那个基督徒啊。Christ followers are heavenly aliens in the world.
在这边说，耶稣的门徒乃是超世的高人。
From verses 14 and 16.
在这边十四节到十六节。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. Verse 16.They are not of the world, even I'm not of it.
在十四节，耶稣说：“我已经将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。”第十六节，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
If I represent the picture, it's like a hand pushing away the world.
如果说我可以用这个用行动来表达的话，就好像一只手把世界推开一般。
We do not belong to this world.
我们并不属于这个世界。
Jesus especially emphasized that we are like him. The disciples like him are not of the world.
耶稣要强调的是，实际上门徒跟耶稣是非常相似的，我们并不属于这世界。
In other words, we are different from this world.
也就是说，我们与这个世界是有分别的。
Yes, we live in this world, but we are different from this world.
是的，我们活在这个世界上，但是我们与世界有分别。
What does it mean in our life application?
但是这个运用在我们生命实际生活上有什么意思呢？
I want to emphasize that this difference is not that we are acting weird.
我在这边要强调的就是说，我们并不是一个奇特的人，我们不是标奇立异的人。
We are living extraordinary.
我们乃是活的一个超脱的生活，乃是非常不同凡响的。
We look at this picture, it's so obvious that you know who among them is a Christian.
你在这个图片当中，你就非常清楚哪一个人是基督徒。
The one with a very strange cap with feathers and a picture in front of him.
在 这个之前有一个人 他的头上戴了很多羽毛穿了非常鲜艳的衣服。
Yes, he's different.
是的，他是不同。
But he's weird.
但是他很怪。
How do we act? We live extraordinarily.
那我们应该怎么活呢？我们应该活得不同凡响。
Have you ever come across a story of a person called Nick 胡切奇。
大家可知道一个人，他的名字叫利克胡彻吗？
He come from Australia and New Zealand.
他是住在澳洲、纽西兰的地方。
When he was born, he do not have the full hands and the full legs.
当他一出生的时候，他就没有手，也没有脚。
At one time, he thought about taking away his life.
他一度曾经想要自杀。
But he came to the Lord.
但是他那个时候来到主面前了。
His whole life changed.
他那个时候整个人生有一个转变。
What in the past as a will as a handicap?
他在过去乃是一个残疾的人。
Now become a vehicle for him to tell people how great our Lord is.
他现在却成为一个能够传福音、告诉世人神有多伟大的一个管道。
He lives an extraordinary life.
他活着是一个不同凡响、精彩的人生。
Without Christ, he didn't want to live. His life is painful.
没有耶稣，没有基督的时候，他不想活，他活得非常的痛苦。
With Christ, he's very purposeful and he lives for Christ.
但是他一有基督之后，他生命有一个不同的意义，他活着就是为了主。
I once talked to a Christian.
有一次我跟一个基督徒谈话。
Life before I became a Christian was really okay.
他说我在成为基督徒之前，实际上我的生活是非常好的。
And after I became a Christian, everything is not okay.
但是我一旦成为基督徒之后，我发现生活再也不平顺了。
I really regret becoming a Christian.
我实在很后悔我成为一个基督徒。
I really want to correct her thinking.
我实在很想改变她的思想。
Not that after we become a Christian, everything become okay.
我希望能够告诉她，并不是当我们一旦成为基督徒之后，我们生命就一帆风顺了。
But we can live an extraordinary life.In a very not okay situation.
而是我们能够在一个非常困境、非常逆境的环境当中，活出一个不同凡响的人生。
If a person without hands and legs can live an extraordinary life,
如果一个人没有手、没有脚，还能活出一个精彩的人生，
each of us can definitely live an extraordinary life.
那你我更能活出一个不同凡响的人生。
So what's the first feature in our relationship with the world?
因此我们第一个与世界关系的特点在哪里呢？
We are not of the world.
我们不属于这世界，我们乃是超越这个世界的。
When Jesus talked about our relationship with the world,
当耶稣谈到耶稣门徒与这世他与这世界的关系的时候，
He not only talked about we are not of the world.
他不单单强调我们不属于这世界。
He said disciples are to remain in the world.
他乃是还继续说，他的门徒应该继续活在这世上。
In other words, Christ followers are not to be taken out of the world or escape from the world.
也就是说，耶稣的门徒不应该离世、与世隔绝，乃是应该留在世上。
So he said, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one."
因此，耶稣祷告说：“我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。”
We are to remain in the world and not to create the lotus land.
我们应该留在这个世上，我们并而不是应该逃脱到世外桃源当中。也不是一个制造一个世外桃源。
You know, there's a lotus land in Santa Barbara.California.
大家可知道在加州Santa Barbara 这个地方他们制造一个天仙般的境界吗？
It's like a refuge, a very beautiful paradise, not in heaven but on earth.
在那边他们就好像把一个天堂的这个环境，人工天堂呢，就放在这个制造在地上。
The Lord Jesus never think about we create a heavenly refuge on this earth.
但是耶稣从来没有告诉我们要在地上制造一个世外桃源。
When we talk about remaining in the world,
他乃是叫我们留在这世上，是什么意思呢？
Also, we are not to hide in a monastery.
这代表着我们不应该躲避，我们不应该躲在修道院里面。
In the church history, except during the medieval time, I can say it's very sad.People think the only way they can be a Christian is to go to a monastery.
根据教会历史，我们当中有一段很不幸的历史，因为有些人相信基督徒应该脱离世上，躲在修道院里面与世隔离。
Do you know how good Brother Josh is a translator? He translates exactly what I've said. We're long sentence. We appreciate, okay?
那大家可知道翻译翻译的多好吗？他能够考虑到我心中所想的话。
The disciples are not to remain in the world, are to remain in the world and not run away from the world.
我们门徒不应该要脱离世界与世隔离，乃是要留在世上。
But then one thing we have to take note.
但是我们必须要注意一点。
Disciples are to be separated from evil.
所有的门徒应该与邪恶分离。
It was so obvious that Jesus was making a contrast.
实际上耶稣在这边要做一个对比。
You are not to be separated from the world, but you are to be separated from the evil one, from evil.
你不应该与世隔离，乃是要与罪恶隔离。
And some people say, oh, Pastor Hurry, you don't know my world.
也许你会说，牧师啊，你实在不了解我生活的环境。
Your world and my world are very different.
你的世界与我的世界决然不同。
You are a pastor, you live in this world.It's like everybody had a halo on top of their head.
你在活在这世上，你是牧师，因此你活的那个环境就好像你头上有一个圣洁的光环一般。
So I came across something very special.
因此我就我读到一段事情，我发现非常的特别。
You can call it the good, the bad, and the famous.
也许在这边我们可以看到黑道、白道以及名人。
And if I use color, you can say red, black.And yellow.
如果我们用颜色来表达的话，我们可以叫它称作为红、黑、黄。
Do you know there's an evangelistic organization in Hong Kong called the Red, Black, and Yellow Evangelistic Society?
大家可知道，在香港有一个福音的机构，它的名字叫红、黑、黄吗
？Red represent those who are actors and actresses.
红色代表这些在演艺圈的名人。
They form a fellowship.
他们这些信徒聚在一起，他们成立一个演艺圈的团契。
If you use a color, they use a red color to represent them.
所以他们用红色来代表他们是属于演艺界的信徒。
There's a fellowship that use black color to represent them.
但是却还有一批人，他们是用黑色来代表他们的。
They're former gangsters, but as the Christ, their life was transformed.
但原因是他们过去乃是黑道人物，但是后来因为基督的耶稣的爱，他们的生命有了一个翻转。
The third group is called the yellow.
最后第三个团体，他们的颜色乃是黄色。
In my language, Cantonese, the color yellow and the word royal sound the same.
实际上在中文里面，黄色的音也是代表了皇族。
This group will make up of people who are policemen.
这一批人乃是由警察的成员所组成的。
When we're still under the British government as a colony.
他们那个时候乃是还是在英国的统治底下，他们的成立的一个警察机构。
The police force has an honor to call the Royal Hong Kong Police.
因此这些警察。他们是因为属于英皇制度底下的，因此他们可以称他们自己为黄色，以黄色来代表他们。
Twice in the last 25 years, they hold one evangelistic meeting together.
在过去25年当中，他们曾经再一次一起聚集，举办了一个非常盛大的福音活动。
They call it the Red, Black, and Royal Evangelistic Meeting.
在那次福音活动当中，那个福音的聚会名字叫做红、黑、黄福音聚会。
30,000 people attended.
30,000人一起来到聚会当中。
Over 1,000 people accepted Christ.
超过1,000人在那个场合里面接受信了主。
If the red and the black And the royal can come together and witness for Christ.
如果在那个时候红黑黄可以一起聚在一起为主做见证。
I don't care whether you're from the right or from the left or from the top or from the bottom.
因此我就不管你是属于右派、左派还是上派还是下派。
You can remain in the world.
我们依然可以在留在这世上。
And relate to the world in the way that the Lord wants you to.
我们也在这世上处于神要我们在这世上处的地位。
We are not of the world.
我们不属于这世上。
But we are to remain in the world.
但是我们却要留在这世上。
And furthermore,
继续
the Lord sent his disciples into the world.
神更进一步要把他的门徒送到世界当中。
Christ's followers are to go into the world to carry out the Great Commission.
耶稣的门徒应该带着使命进入世界。
So in verse 18 it says, as you send me into the world, I've sent them into the world.
因此在十八节耶稣这样祷告，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。
Do you know that we not only to remain in the world?
你可知我们不单单应该留而活在这世上吗？
We are not going to distance ourselves from other people.
我们不单单不应该与其他人保持距离。
We are go into the people.
乃是应该主动的进入人群。
My mom used to be in the restaurant work.
我妈妈过去的时候在餐馆做事。
So when I became a Christian, I have a burden for those who work in restaurants.
所以当我一信主之后，我马上就对在餐馆打工的人有一个负担。
It's difficult because you look at me, I speak like a scholar.
因为这个是很困难的，因为当人看到我的时候，大家觉得我是一个学者。
It takes a lot of effort to identify with them.
因为需要很多的时间让他们觉得我们可以彼此认同。
How I can go into them and share the gospel with them?
而我应该怎么样进入他们的团体当中，跟他们分享福音呢？
And one thing I learned over the last 5 years.
而在过去25年当中，我学到一件事情。
I live in New Jersey.
我住在新泽西州。
Sorry to say, New Jersey is a very boring place.
我很不幸的需要跟大家分享，实际上新泽西州是一个非常无聊的州。
It's a very place to study, but it's a very bad place to live.
在那个地方，也许大家要做学问可以，但是你要在那边生活，实在无聊透顶。
For first time after I arrived, I complained.
所以当我一跑到新泽西州的时候，我就开始抱怨。
What do people do there?
奇怪，普通人在那边通常做什么呢？
On Saturday and Sunday they go cycling.
所以在星期六星期天的时候他们骑脚踏车。
And many people have a dog.
很多人也许有养狗。
And thirdly, you know New Jersey is called a what state? It's called a garden state.
大家可知道新泽西州有另一个名称，大家可知道吗？它另一个名称叫做花园州。
So I pick up having a dog, I pick up gardening.
因此当我一搬到新泽西州的时候，我就开始养狗，我也开始做园艺。
I tell you, I am very successful in growing things.
我可以跟大家分享，结果我就成为一个园艺的专家了。
Some squash were supposed to be 2 pounds, they grew out to be 20 pounds.
所以有一些瓜它长大的应该只有2磅重，但是我一种瓜的时候它可以长到20磅重。
This year I harvest 100 eggplant.Over 100 of cucumbers.
所以在这边，今年我已经有100个茄子收成，跟100多个黄瓜收成。
Chili, beans, squash, everything you can imagine in a garden, I had it and it grew well.
所以我不单单有辣椒，不同的瓜等等，你可以想象得到的，我都可以在我的院子当中有很好的收成。
And then I used that as a channel to reach out to restaurant workers.
结果我就发现我可以用这个成为我与餐馆打工人士的一个管道了。
So I took my squash and I gave it to them.
所以我就把我收成的瓜就给了他们。
I didn't tell them I'm a Christian.
我并没有告诉他们我是基督徒。
But at the time they began to ask me, "You are such a good man."
所以他们就开始觉得很奇怪，他说你实在是一个好人。
What is your occupation?
他就问我说你到底是做什么呢？
I told them that, oh, I'm a pastor.
我就开始告诉他们我是一位牧师。
Then they said, oh, no wonder, you're so good.
他们说难怪你是一个好人。
But I tell you, I was just not wasting time to reach out to them.
但是我依然在思考我应该怎么样能够跟他们沟通呢？
You know what I'm talking about.
你知道我所讲的是什么？
To be not of the world is not enough.
不单单你并离不属于世界超市并不足够的。
It's not enough to just remain in the world.
也并留在世上也不足够。
You have to go into the world and share the gospel.
你必须主动地进入他们的团体，把福音传出去。
Mark down the day in November.
把你要进入的日期11月给写下来。
What did Barajas say?
刚刚翻译的说什么呢？
There is going to be a Thanksgiving gathering.
刚刚主席说那个我们将会有一个感恩聚会。
Invite your non-Christian friends.
在那个时候，你就邀请你的非信徒朋友吧。
Tell them you're going to have a big buffet.
告诉他们在那边我们一个尽你可以尽你享受的包肥。
It's only in a Chinese meal that you can find the sweet rice in the tummy of the turkey.
只有在那边你可以吃到所有的不同的中国食物还加上火鸡。
That is the sweet rice, 糯米饭。
只有在
the tummy of the turkey.
只有在那边你可以尝到土鸡里面还加了糯米饭。
Have them come and listen to the
请他们来在那个时候就听彼此请听。
So we are not of the world, we are in the world, but we also go into the world.
所以我们不属于这世界而我们应该留在世界不但能留在世界我们还要进入世界
The second question we are going to answer
第二个问题我们必须要回答的是
How can Christ's followers maintain this kind of relationship with the world?
那我们这些基督的门徒应该如何保持这样与世界的关系呢
It was very obvious that the Lord told us three things we have to do
我们非常清楚明白耶稣告诉我们有三件事情我们必须要做
We are to rely on three elements to live in the world
我们必须靠着三个元素去活在这世界当中
In other words, three factors help Christ's followers to maintain the right relationship with the world
也就是说我们应该维持三方面基督给我们的原则让我们活在这世界当中
The Lord tells us that he prays for his disciples
耶稣告诉我们他为他的门徒祷告
Verse 9 I pray for them I'm not praying for the world but for those you have given me for they are yours Verse 15 My prayer is not that you take them out of the world but that you protect them from the evil one Verse 20 My prayer is not for them alone I pray also for those who will believe in me through the message
所以耶稣在这边祷告他说我为他们祈求不为世人祈求却为你所赐给我的人祈求因为他们门本是你的十五节我不求你叫他们离开世界只求你保守他们脱离那恶者二十节我不但为这些人祈求也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求
Is it not obvious that the Lord was telling about that he's praying for us
在这边很明显的耶稣要告诉我们他一直为我们祷告
I am going around different churches to preach these days
在最近我经常到不同的教会来讲道
And one church want to invite me again.
其中有个教会希望再请我回去
And I asked them why.
然后我就问他们说你为什么要再请我回来呢
It's that many pastors just came and they went and they left.
因为很多在那个教会说因为很多牧师来了就走了他们就不回来了
But you are different.
但是你却不同
You stay behind.
你却愿意留下来
During lunchtime, not because you want to eat.
那你留下来跟我们吃饭不是因为你想的你为了食物
You take note of people who need prayer and then you pray for them.
那是因为你留下来与大家交谈你知道他们的困难为他们祷告
We are honored to have a pastor pray for us.
我们实在因着有牧师愿意为我们祷告我们感到非常的荣幸
I tell you what, more precious than a pastor praying for you.
但是你可知道有一件更了不得的事情 不是说一个牧师愿意为你祷告
The Lord prays for you
乃是主耶稣为你祷告
It was so obvious that we call the longest prayer chapter 17
难怪我们称十七章这里面最长的祷告呢
He used five verses to pray for himself but he used the rest to pray for himself
在那么多节当中他用五节为自己祷告剩下的却为他自己的门徒来祷告
What does it mean for us today?
那这对我们今天又有代表什么意义呢
Don't you know that Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 tells us that the Lord always lives to intercede for us
大家不知道难道忘记在这边希伯来书这边讲到耶稣一直不停地为我们祷告吗
I think it's very important for me.
实际上对我来说是非常重要的。
About 3 months ago, something very bad happened in my family.
实际上对我个人来说，在三个月以前有一件事情来到我身上。
I call it a major crisis in my life.
对我来说是我人生当中可以说是一个最大的危机。
Suddenly my daughter was hospitalized.
在那个时候突然我女儿进了医院。
It was so difficult.
对我来说实在太困难了。
I have to confess that I really don't know what to pray for.
我必须要在这边跟大家承认，我甚至不知道要怎么祷告。
And worse, I don't want to pray.
实际上到一个地步，我甚至不愿意祷告了。
But then this passage from Hebrews 7 came to my mind.
但是我却在从希伯来书第七章二十五节这个经文突然来到我脑海里。
The Lord prayed for me.
我突然知道，原来主耶稣正在为我祷告。
And I pray to the Lord. I say, Lord, you know that I don't know what to pray, and I don't even want to pray.
他我就跟主说，主啊，你实在知道，我实在不知道要怎么祷告，我甚至没办法祷告了。
I tell you, the Lord really answered my prayer.
但是你可知道，神后来在那个时候，实际上真的回应了我的祷告。
My daughter was on the hospital. Was in the hospital for 8 days.
我那个时候，我的女儿进了医院，在医院住了八天。
Only me and my wife can visit her 1 hour every day.
只有我跟我太太可以进病房去探望，每一天只能一个小时去探望她。
The first day, my daughter said, "Tell the hospital call me. I don't want daddy to come and visit me."
到一个时候，我女儿跟医院说。请告诉我的爸爸、妈妈，我不希望他们来看我。
And then the second day, I asked the Lord pray for me.
我那个时候就跟耶稣祷告说：“耶稣啊，为我祷告吧。
”And then the second day, my daughter changed her mind. You can come.
结果第二天的时候，我的女儿就改变了她的心意。她说：“你可以来看我了。
”But you must come with mommy. I don't want to come alone.
但是你必须要跟着妈妈一起来，我不想爸爸你一个人来。
And when you come, I don't want you talking. I want to listen.
而且你来的时候，我不希望你说话，我实在不想再听你说话了。
And then the third day, mommy cannot go. He said to me, "You know what, daddy? You can come, but don't talk too much."
然后第三天的时候，妈妈不能来，然后她说，那爸爸你可以来，但是请你不要说太多的话。
The last two, three days, she said to me, "You know what, daddy? You can come, but you can also talk."
然后后来第四、第五天的时候，他说：“爸爸，我也改变我的意思，你可以来，你可以讲话，你也可以讲话了。
”I don't think it's an answer to my prayer.
我想他并不是回应了我的祷告。
I think the Lord really prayed for me.
我深信乃是耶稣为我祷告。
I find very rare in my life ask the Lord to pray for me, but I learned this.
我到逼到最后，我请求耶稣为我祷告。我在这段时间，我学到了一个功课。
To live in the world sometimes very difficult.
我发现活在这世上，实际上有的时候是非常困难的。
But you have the person who can pray the best, pray for you.
但是我们却有一位是会祷告，而且最能祷告的人，正在为我们祈祷。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢
？The Bible tells us that Jesus prayed for us.
我怎么知道？因为圣经告诉我们，耶稣为我们祷告。
To relate to the world, secondly,
第二个与世界的关系，我们要遵守的原则是
God protects the disciples.
要知道，耶稣乃是保护他的门徒的。
Christians are shielded from evil by God.
我们乃是被在神的保护当中的。
Christians face evil in the world.
实际上，所有的基督徒面对了很多罪恶、邪恶。
But so obvious that God protects the disciples.
但是我们非常清楚看见神都保护他的子民。
We read the Bible. We heard about the story about Daniel.
我们在圣经当中，我们读到但以理这个人物。
The Lord protects him from the mouth of the lions.
在他的生命当中，神曾经保护他远离狮子的吞吃。
But likewise, the Lord protects us, like putting us in the palm of His hands.
实际上，我们今天也在神的保护当中。实际上，神的手正在保护着我们。
What does it mean for us today?
而对我们今日是代表什么意义呢
？God does protect us.
神真的在保护我们。
About a month ago, there was something on the news, on the internet.
实际上在几个月以前在网络上面曾经有这样的一个新闻。
It talked about a Christian clerk in Kentucky who was jailed because he refused to issue same-sex marriage licenses.
其中就是包括有一个在政府的办事人员，他因为不肯发给同性恋人他们的结婚执照而被关进了监牢。
Unless she changed her mind, she's not going to leave the jail.
然后后来他改变主意，他不愿意离开监狱。
I was thinking, okay, if I pray for her, the best maybe would happen is she lost her job, but she managed to leave the jail.
也许我想我们会这样子祷告，就是说也许他不在他有他的工作，但是他至少能够离开监狱，这也许是从我们的观点的一个祷告。
But the Lord definitely did better than that.
但是神给后来的给下的结果却是远超过我们所求所想的。
She became famous and she has became such a good testimony for us to be a witness to the world.
结果因为这件事情反然把整个事情成为一个众所皆知的一个事情，她成为了一个名人。
She returned to the job still not necessary for her to issue the license.
她当她回到她的工作岗位当中，她有权利就并不去发给同性恋婚姻执照。
As long as her deputies did the job.
只要别人也可以同样的分发执照就好了。
The deputy was willing, so she kept her job. She didn't change her principles.
因此她的上司准许她回到工作当中，然后她也保守她自己做人的原则。
God's protection, right?
实际上真是神的保护。
There's a song called I Know Who Holds the Future.
有一首歌是说我知道谁掌管明天。
I Know Who Holds the Future.
我知道谁掌握我的明天。
And He will guide me with His hand.
因为他会带领我往前走。
With God, things don't just happen. Everything by Him is planned.
在神的旨意当中没有所谓的意外，所有的事情都在他的美意当中。
So as a face tomorrow,
因此我可以面对明天。
With his problems large and small,
不论大小的难处。
I trust the God of miracles,
我信靠行奇事的神。
And give to him my all,
把一切都交托给主。
When I was preparing the sermon, I came across a Chinese secular song that I used to like 20 years ago.
我当我在准备今天的讲章的时候，我突然想到在过去我在二十多年前所喜欢的一个世俗的歌曲。
I don't want to torture you, so I'm not going to sing to you.
我不想折磨大家，所以我不会在这边唱这首歌。
But I tell you the words.
但是我想在这边分享这个歌词。
It was sung by a singer called Lawrence Chow.
在这边，他是由一个香港的歌手周，
应该是加拿大。
加拿大台湾区的一个歌手姓周俊伟歌手。
He has a song called The Big Umbrella.
他这首歌名叫做大雨伞。
In the song he says, it was a gentleman singing to the beautiful lady that he loves.
这首歌的背景乃是由有一个绅士的男方正在用这首歌来表达他心仪对象的一个陈述。
Let me tell you the lyrics, okay?
让我告诉你分享这段歌词。
Gentlemen, learn this to speak to your wife, and they will love you.
所以在座的男士，请你记得这歌词的内容，这样你跟你太太讲话的时候，她绝对会爱你。
What can I give you?
我可以送给你什么呢
？Is it a greeting or silent concern?
到底是一句问候的话还是无言的关心呢
？How can you bring back yesterday's happy heart？
我怎么样才能换回你昨日的喜乐呢
？Unhappy life makes up far more than 80 to 90% of the time。
人生不如意的事情何止十之八九呢
？But there's always one day。
但是总会有一天
，When the sun will rise again，
太阳会再度升起
，Taking away the clouds in the sky。
赶走满天的乌云。
You do not have to cry.
你不必再哭泣。
I'm your sun in winter.
我是你冬天里的太阳。
Popsicle in summer.
我是你夏天里的冰棒。
Large umbrella in cloudy days.
我是你阴天里的大雨伞。
I really would like to block the wind and rain and sun for you.
我真的愿意你挡风雨又遮阳。
You can lay on my shoulder.
你可以靠在我的肩旁。
If you lay on my wrist.
你可以躺在我的弯背。
You are going to have a cool summer and a warm winter.
而且保证冬暖夏凉。
Guarantee.
我保证。
Having me in your tomorrow doesn't matter. It's clear or rainy day.
有我的明天，是晴是雨又何妨呢？
Do you love it if your husband say that to you?
作为女士，你可希望你的先生对你说这样的话吗？
When the song came to me, I find myself in deep thinking.
当我再一次回想起这首歌词的时候，让我再度的思考。
Lord, you definitely can do better than that, right?
我想主啊，你一定做的比这个更好，不是吗？
Your protection can be better than that.
你对我的保护一定超越这一切，不是吗？
Definitely, you're more than a big umbrella.
你一定保护我，保护的比这个大雨伞更好吗？
Not just sun, the sun in winter time and the popsicle in not the sun in winter time, the popsicle in summertime.
不单单你是我冬季里的艳阳，夏天里的冰棒。
And Psalm 18 verses 1 to 2 came to my mind.
然后我就想到诗歌里面十八章第几节
？To two, verses 1 to 2.
第一节、第二节这边说。
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
那耶和华我的力量啊，我爱你。
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
耶和华我的磐石我的山寨我的救主我的神我的磐石我所投靠的
Definitely the second song is great
是的我们刚刚听世俗的歌曲这个里面的歌词是非常动人的
But what the Lord can do is even better Amen
但是神可以给我们的超越这些不是吗
God's protection
是的神保护我们
It's good to give your wife a big umbrella.
是的，我们可以给我们太太一把大雨伞。
But it's better to give them a deliverer, a shield, a rock, and a refuge.
但是更好的是把主给他，成为他的磐石，成为他的盾牌，成为他的山寨。
What I'm talking about is God's protection.
我所讲的乃是神的保护。
For both Christians and non-Christian, you need him.
不单单基督徒、非基督徒，我们都需要耶稣。
Give your life to him and let him protect you.
把你的生命交给他，让他保护你吧。
So how do we relate to this world?
那我们再一次怎么能够运用到今天的生活呢？
Not only the Lord prays for us.
不单单耶稣主耶稣为我们祷告。
Also the Lord protect us.
主也保护我们。
And thirdly,
第三。
Oops.God sanctified the disciples with truth.
神也使他的门徒能够成圣。
God's word set us apart for him.
神不单单把我们从世上分别出来。
Verse 14, 17, and 19 says, I've given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified.
十四节这边说我已经将你的道赐给他们世界又恨他们因为他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样十七节求你用真道使他们成圣你的道就是真理十九节我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣叫他们也因真道成圣
Is it so obvious when we live in this world we need to be sanctified by him?
难道我们不清楚我们当我们活在这个世上的时候我们实在需要神使我们圣洁吗
Sanctification carries two meanings in this passage.
在圣洁在这段经文里面代表了两个含义
First of all, it means that we leave sins and live a life that's holy.
第一个我们乃是活在罪恶当中然而我们要保持圣洁
And secondly, we set ourselves apart for the purpose designed by God
第二我们分别出来成为圣洁乃是神的旨意
In both of them
从两个角度来说
It is being done by the word of the Lord
乃是从神的话语里面来成就这样的事的
The best detergent available in the market is the word of the Lord. The best washing liquid to cleanse us is the word of the Lord.
能够洁净我们最好的洗洁净就是神自己的话语。
What does it mean for us today?
这对我们今日有什么意义呢？
The word of the Lord cleanses.
实际上神的话就洁净了我们。
Whenever I am inclined to overdo something,
当我每次想到我想去做一些事的时候，
I do overdo something.
有的时候我做一些事情已经过分了。
I haven't told you why I am so successful in my growing stuff.
我还没有告诉大家我为什么成为一个那么好的园艺专家。
I grow them by putting in big pots and put them all, most of them, in my driveway.
我几乎把所有的农作物放在盆子里面，然后把这些盆放在我的车道上面。
So every year, my wife and my children are all mad at me.
所以在那个时候每次都把车道占满了位置，所以我的太太女儿实在对我 有很大的意见。
I really overkill.
我实在做过分了。
So I remember a story given by a brother.
所以我就想起有一个弟兄曾经讲了一个故事。
He liked to decorate his car.
他很喜欢打扮他的车子。
In particular, the four tires.
而特别是他的轮胎他有特别的讲究。
Don't ask me how, but he spent a lot of time every day he went home, he decorated the tires of his car.
你不要问我这其中细节，但是我可以告诉大家，他每天回家的时候就花时间去打扮，去装饰他的轮胎。
And the Lord was speaking to him, you're overkilling it, stop.
有一天神就跟他说，你做太过分了，停了吧。
But he would not listen.
但是他却不听。
And the Lord defends in a very drastic way.
结果神就用一个非常戏剧化的一个情况来传达他的信息。
A burglar takes something from his car.
有一天有个小偷来到他家，从他车子里面偷了一些东西。
When he went home,
当主人回家的时候，
The car was sitting on the driveway with four tires.
这个车子就停在他的车道上面，四个轮子已经不见了。
And the Lord word came to his mind.
那个时候神的话语再一次浮现到他脑海里面。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.
不要爱这个世界，爱世界，你如果爱世界，爱父的心就不在你的里面了。
It is true that sometimes when we went out of the way, the word of the Lord tell us what we did is wrong.
大家可知道吗？有的时候我们做一些事情过分了，世界上的人并不会告诉我们我们做过头了。
Sometimes we may not admit it.
也许有的时候我们自己不肯承认。
But the Bible said in Romans, for all the things people see as good, you have to do it carefully.
在罗马书这边是。大家看为中道的事情，你就注意的去做。
I learned it about 2 months ago.
我自己也在两个月以前学到了这个功课。
You know when I preach, I like to use PowerPoint.
大家可知道，我讲到的时候，我很喜欢用投影。
And for those who don't know, normally 30 is a lot.
大家如果不太清楚的话，如果有三十个不同投影片的话，在同时。的一个短讲里面实际上是已经很多了。
A brother helped me with PowerPoint one time, 20 pictures and over 60 slides.
结果有一次有一个弟兄帮我准备这个投影的时候，他准备了20个不同的照片以及60张不同的投影。
For the first time, my helper said to me,
结果我人生当中第一次我太太跟我说
No, this helper.
结果我的同工，我的准备我投影的同工，这个时候跟我说
，He said I'm only a small potato.
他说我只是一个小兵。
Forgive me for saying something to you.
如果我有讲话冒犯的话，请你原谅。
Are you preaching about the word? Are you preaching about the pictures?
你到底是讲道呢？你还是介绍图片
？At that moment, I tell you, I'm so upset.
你知道，当我一听到的时候，我实在心中很不舒服。
Don't you know to provide so many slides? I use more time. Why don't you appreciate?
大家，你难道不知道我每次要讲到的时候要准备这些投影是非常花时间、非常用心的吗？
But when I calm down, the Lord reminds me.
但是当我安静下来的时候，神再一次提醒我。
You only think about yourself.
你实际上只想到自己。You
don't think about those who help you.
你实在没有想到这些帮助你准备的同工。
He couldn't sleep until 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning.
他因为你要准备你这个投影的时候，结果他前一天晚上到四点都没办法睡觉，因为要忙着准备你的投影。
The Lord spoke to me, even though people see as good, you have to do it carefully.
他说，就算大家认为是好的，你做的时候也要谨慎去做。
PowerPoint is good.
是的，投影是好的。
But be careful about it.
但是要谨慎去做。
I tell you, I've repented.
你知道那个时候我认罪了。
I said, okay, I'm not going to provide a PowerPoint sermon with more than 40 slides.
那个时候就说，我就对自己说，好，我再也不准备这个投超过40张不同幻灯片的投影了。
And last week I preached in the church.
然后最后一次，当我在尤其当我在教会讲道的时候
，And the one in charge of the PowerPoint said, Pastor, don't you think it's too much? 30 something slides.
那教会有同工跟我说，牧师啊。 如果说每一次讲到有超过30个不同的投影，你不觉得实在太过火了吗？
I still don't know how to respond, but I definitely give you some thinking.
我也许在那个时候，我依然不知道怎么回应，但是他的话也在我脑海里面也起了作用。
Not only is sanctified as the word.
神的话不单单使我们成圣。
The word of the Lord also set us apart to serve Him.
神的话也把我们从世界上分别出来，以至于我们可以侍奉他。
Do you ever have experienced the Lord want you to do something for Him, and then He speak to you from His Word?
大家可有在这样的生活经验吗？ 神借着他的话告诉你，你要为他有做某一方面的服事吗？
In 1982, I learned it firsthand.
在我1982年的时候，我第一次经历，主观的经历到这样的事情。
God called me to be missionary to serve in Africa.
在那个时候，神呼召我去非洲去宣教。
And the Lord kind of tell me that I'm going to use Abraham as an example for you to lead your people in the country.
神那个时候借着亚伯拉罕的故事告诉我说，你要离开你的本族和亲本地和亲族，到我指示的地方去。
I was determined not to allow that to happen.
我那个时候已经下定决心不要做这样的事。
I did went to Macau for 7 days.
我那个时候是去了澳门7天。
And not to gamble, but to pray before the Lord and seek His will.
我在那边并不是去赌博，乃是去传福音，去行神的旨意。
I purposely didn't read the Old Testament.
我特意的避着去不去看旧约。
I went spend a devotion time reading the New Testament.
所以我特别在当我自己灵修的时候，我光看新约圣经。
And then I came to Acts chapter 7 verses 1 to 2.
却没想到，当我读《使徒行传》的时候，我在读了《使徒行传》第7章第2到3节。
It was a sermon preached by Stephen.
在那边乃是使徒斯提凡所讲到的一个内容。
In the sermon, he quoted it.
在这个讲到内容里面被记载在圣经里。
To this, he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia."
斯提凡说：“诸位父兄，请听。当日我们祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波达米亚还未在哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。”
Leave your country and your people, God said, and he go and go to the land I will show you.
对他说：“你要离开本地和亲族，往我所指示你的地方去。”
I said, Lord, how can it be possible?
我就跟神说：“怎么可能呢？”
After spending 4 years in the Bible school, I don't realize these 2 verses in the book of Acts.
我花了4年读神学院，我却居然不知道这一段经文还会出现在新约里面。
So I have no choice.
结果我发现我没有办法。The
Lord has not fooled me.
神并没有让我困扰我。
In my special moment, it was very clear that he used Abraham's example to challenge me to go out.
神实在非常的清楚，借着亚伯拉罕 的经文事迹，在新约里面告诉我要离开本地。
I have no choice.
我已经没有选择了。
The word of the Lord has been spoken.
神的话已经释放出来了。
I'm to set apart myself and go to Africa and be a missionary.
我必须要把自己分别出来，去到非洲成为宣教士。
I'm saying this a lot. The Lord does not speak to me for His word all the time.
我在这边分享呢，我并不是说神每一次都用这种方法跟我说话。
But there's never a key moment in my life when I'm to make a major decision. He didn't speak and by me remembering His word.
但是我却要强调的，从来没有一次在我人生当中要非常做重要、非常重要的决定的时候，神没有借着他的话语来跟我说话。
Today's topic is heavenly aliens.
今天我们所要分享的主题是室内高人。
We are in sense alien because we don't belong to this world.
我们对世界上来说，我们是天上的人，因为我们并不属于这世界。
We are to remain to this world in three ways.
而我们是留在这世上，我们必须用三个不同的层面角度留在这世上。
We are not of the world.
我们第一个，我们不属于这世界。
Secondly, we remain in the world.
第二个，我们必须要留在这世界。
And thirdly, we are going to go into the world and share the gospel.
第三，我们要进入世界，进入人群去宣讲福音。
Is it challenging?
是非常有挑战性，不是吗？
There are three things that enable us for us to do that.
有三件事情能够帮助我们能成就这样的事。
The Lord prays for His disciples. He prays for us.
乃是主耶稣为他的门徒祷告，他是我们的代祷者。
Secondly, God protects us.
第二，神保护我们。
Thirdly,
第三
，God's word sanctifies us.
神的话使我们成圣，洁净了我们。
To leave the sin and to set apart ourselves to serve God.
使我们能够离开罪恶，让我们成圣，以至于我们能够服侍我们的神。
That's it.
就到此。
I will ask Father George to give a prayer in Mandarin for translation. Let's pray.
神，因着你的话，我们在世上有不同的目的，我们也是不同的人呢。求主。让我们知道在人生在这里的目的意义，保护我们，使我们成圣，为我们代祷。主，我们谢谢你的保护。 Lord, because of your word, once again we realize our purpose in this world and how different we are in this world. We are protected by you, we are sanctified by you, and we are here for a mission. So Lord, pray for us, intercede for us, and strengthen usSo we can live by your word, so we may glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.